USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Bone dry forecast could spell more trouble for wildfires out west. Meteorologists predicting critically dangerous fire weather through at least Monday in both California and southern Oregon. The largest wildfire in the U.S., the Bootleg Fire, grew significantly overnight Saturday as dry and windy conditions took hold in the area. The Bootleg Fire has burned more than 466 square miles. Gunfire outside Nationals Park in the nation's capital Saturday night involving two vehicles and a fan outside the stadium.
The game between the San Diego Padres and the Washington Nationals was postponed after a shooting outside of Nationals Park. The shooting occurred as the bottom of the sixth inning was getting underway.
USA Radio's Dan Naraki reporting. That game resumed this afternoon. The Padres beat the Nationals 10-4. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Floods in Western Europe have claimed more than 180 lives.
Rescue workers labor to deal with damage laid bare by receding water as thoughts turn to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated in minutes. CNN Paris correspondent Melissa Bell.
And yet, by the time the waters came, no one was prepared. From Germany to Belgium, the pictures caught by terrified locals give a sense of how fast and furiously the waters rose on Thursday, sweeping away everything in their path. By Friday morning, the scale of the devastation was becoming clear.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Officials say a carbon monoxide leak likely killed three men and critically injured two more. Five people were found unresponsive inside a travel trailer at a campground near the Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Michigan. Police are also investigating the death of a 30-year-old woman at the festival. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Newsmax that the Democrats who have flooded the state in an effort to block an election bill could be arrested as soon as they set foot back in the Lone Star State. A Republican representing Texas's 24th congressional district calls the move by Democrats to hold up the state political theater.
Three of the more than 50 Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives who fled to Washington, D.C. earlier this week to stop Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. The group has remained in D.C. to deprive the Texas House of a quorum, stopping any vote on the elections bill. It's a move that Representative Beth Van Dyne says is political theater. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Democratic caucus is trying to hold the state hostage.
This is the Democrats not wanting to do their job, not wanting to debate, not wanting to represent their constituents on that floor, and not wanting to face their colleagues. So instead, they're hopping on a private jet, bringing their beer with them on, catching COVID, and not doing their job. They're running out to D.C. They are surrendering our state, and it's the obvious hypocrisy, right? They're arguing voter rights at the same time that they're completely denying the constituents, the residents in Texas, from being represented because they are preventing a quorum.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two soccer players from South Africa are the first Olympic athletes to test positive for COVID-19. The game set to begin Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.